You're listening to day four of Developing a Core Team
Week
on the newchurches.com Q&A podcast. My name is Daniel M, and I'm here with Todd Adkins. Well, because this is day four, if you haven't yet listened to the first three, we have been giving you a taste for our Developing a Core Team course. This stands really as the next level for our Essential Church Planning and our Essential Campus Pastoring course, because this is all about helping you build the ministry muscles required to launch well and position yourself for a successful launch for your church plant or your campus. So the last 3 days, we've been giving you a little bit of a teaser preview into each of the modules, but also really talking about how you can then implement this at your church or campus.
Yeah, I mean, the beautiful things about this is it all stands alone.
Yeah, completely.
But, you know, if you like what you're hearing, just know there's a lot more behind it as well. And you go through the course, we provide you with a good map to take you to a specific destination of competency.
I like that.
You like that?
So today we're going to give you a few minutes in our Nuts and Bolts for Core Team Training module. That's module three for this course. And then we'll talk about it after. If you be sure to listen to the end, because we're going to give you a coupon code to get 10% off the course and a copy of Design to Lead by Eric Geiger and Kevin Peck.
Welcome back. Today I'm excited about diving into the nuts and bolts of Core Team Training. When you look in front of you here, you see what's ahead of you. You know your launch day is coming. You know the date of which you will plant your church officially launching is ahead of you. And you're sitting there going, okay, so what do I do in these 12 weeks beforehand? How do I train this team effectively? Today, I'm going to line out for you what I think you should do in those 12 weeks and how they work together to get us to launch day. When you consider this timeline, I want to propose a 12-week training schedule that I think you should hold firmly to. And you should encourage your core team to be involved in all 12 weeks and all the aspects revolving around these 12 weeks. 12 weeks, you may ask, why that long? Why do I really need to dedicate nearly 3 months to this process? I think this allows you to cover major topics imperative to church and discipleship without giving them too much in one setting. The temptation is you only have maybe 6 weeks and you're trying to knock into them everything you want them to know. I think this gives you a longer launch pad to train and invest in key aspects of church and discipleship. I also think that this allows the core team to develop healthy relationships with each other over a three-month period, consistently meeting, consistently talking, consistently seeing each other as they are week after week for 3 months prior to your launch. This is going to develop healthier relationships, healthier fellowship, healthier community as you walk towards the launch day. This allows the core team to grow in biblical community, not just with each other, but also with others outside of their core team. As they have conversations outside of your core team trainings, people may be asking, where do you go to church? What are you doing right now? Why aren't you involved in our church on Sunday mornings anymore? You could say, because I've been involved in this great training of launching a church. They're going to have conversations outside of the core team training in their community about what they're doing. And they're going to have opportunities to foster further conversations and be able to invite them to the launch service. So I think 3 months is very important. It also allows the core team to have a long on-ramp with your leadership. This means they're going to have 12 weeks of sitting under you already, of one-on-one time with you, of face-to-face time with you, hearing your heart, hearing your vision. They're going to be seeing the staff team interact with each other. They're going to be talking with them. It's just an overall good season of encouragement in the core team members' heart. It's a great bonding time to between the church they're leaving and the church they're launching, or the church they're, in a sense, saying bye to and the new campus they're launching. It's just an important part of this overall healthy relationship, healthy community, healthy involvement with the leadership track. And I think it's very good It's going to pay you dividends in the long run. There's going to be all kinds of memories built in this 12-week period together that will resurface long after launch day as you meet for leadership training afterwards and all these different things. They're going to be going, you remember that training we did? And you remember that moment where this happened or that happened? This was a sweet time together then. It's very important to the connectivity to the church over the long haul. We just don't think about that too often. When you rush the core team training, you miss out on so many good opportunities for memories and things that will leave a lasting legacy in the core team's heart. And so let's consider here the 12-week overview. Now, you're going to have a handout available with this course that's going to give you the overview on a paper so you can look at that, read it over with me. But this is what I want to propose. I want to propose week one, the first meeting of your core team, as you gather everyone together in the same room together, the teaching drive of this course is going to be you casting the vision for your core team. You're going to be explaining what is going on, what we're doing, what's ahead of us, what's in front of us. And this is the week where you're going to unfold the idea of membership and mission. You're going to explain why membership is so important and so vital to the life of your church or your campus. You're going to explain why mission is so vital. You're going to paint a beautiful picture of your campus to come or your church to come. A beautiful picture of reaching people who are far from Christ, of seeing families reunited and put back together. You're going to be casting vision of people who are far from God repenting and trusting in Christ for their salvation, and picturing people being baptized in the waters of baptism for the glory of God. You want to paint a picture of not just people coming to your church and hearing the gospel, but your members carrying the gospel to their community. These things are highly important for the buy-in and the overall vision and excitement and anticipation that you are building on week one. Because that week one is so vital to the next 12 weeks. Many of them are going to determine their involvement beyond week one from what they hear from you and your leadership and your vision on that week one. And so you want to paint a big, high vision for reaching people for Christ, but also you want to bring it back to them and encourage them in their own involvement, their own church membership, their own small group community, their own devotional life and walk with the Lord, that this is not just you doing this. This is you as a core team, the whole core team together, planting this campus, planting this church, that you've all been called to it, not just you. And too many, I know how it is for you, too many church planting strategies focus too much on training you, and you're walking into this core team training kind of going, I just don't know what I'm doing. This is why you're here. So I would encourage you along the way to take what you're learning and train and teach and invest it into your core team as well. So week one, you're painting this big vision on foundations of core team training. You're giving them this idea of mission and membership. Week two, three, and four are going to be the focus on truth. As I stated earlier, this training is going to compose of three overarching themes: truth, community, and mission. And every session under each one of these headings are going to start with every member, because you want to continue with the theme of membership throughout the training. So you're wanting them to pick up the idea that this is not just you doing this, this is every member doing this. Every member is called to this. And so the three headings under truth are going to be every member identified, every member devoted, and every member praying. So after week one, week two is going to be every member identified. And the overarching theme here is you want them to understand that their identity is no longer in themselves or in sin, but it is in Christ as Christians.
Membership and mission, right?
Right.
Membership
That's
and mission.
What it really boiled down to.
Yeah. So what was neat about this outline that he gave us, right? And he really just went through the first few sessions in the 12-week curriculum that you get as a part of this course. But it's really about if you want a solid core team, right? Yes, you need to have them be equipped for the work of ministry. You know, you don't want doers, you want developers in every single one of your ministry areas. But really, you want them to be faithful members.
Well, yeah, and he's really talking about setting the tone here, because this is essentially the 90 days before launch. Yeah. I mean, 12 weeks, what's that, 84? 84 days before launch, but let's just say 90 to round up.
Yeah.
But you know, that time is like an intensive special time that does set the tone for what membership is going to be. Mm-hmm. And by establishing your core members, you're establishing your core culture. And I know we mentioned that yesterday, but I really do think that that's an essential part of what you have the opportunity to do here. And so, you know, it is going to be, and I think he emphasizes that it's going to be difficult, and you're going to be putting a lot on the line, and you're asking people to put on a lot on the line, but you never get a second chance to launch. I mean, you only get one shot.
And the last thing that you'd want to do, and the thing that would be really disheartening, is for you to pour all this energy and relationships, developing these relationships, and them to leave you after a year. Now, I know with the whole idea of a launch team approach to planting a campus or a church, the idea is that you're signing them up for a year, right? You're signing them up for a period of time. And I think regardless of whether you're going to use that model, a launch large model, or you're going to go long tail approach, giving people a in and out is a great thing to do. But even though you're going to expect them, or you're not going to expect them to stay with you longer than a year, you want them to stay with you.
Oh, totally.
You don't want them to leave. So by right from the get-go in the application process, in the interviewing process, and in getting people on your core team, by putting a little bit more energy on the front like that and seeing who is going to stick with you and who's say, hey, I'm going to interview you, you're going to apply for this, it's going to be for a year, right? The commitment's going to be for a year. But let's really get at this, right? Let's really pray for our community. Let's pray for one another. Let's be the church. Let's be that community that we want to plant.
Well, and I mean, you know, starting well and pouring enough emphasis in this now and providing the clarity now will ultimately help people stick on the back end. Yeah. I'm convinced of that.
Mm-hmm. So if you go to newchurches.com/core team, and if you purchase tonight on June 8th before midnight central, then if you use the coupon code D10CORE, right? So that's D as in design to lead, the number 10, and then core, then you'll get 10% off the course and a copy of Design to Lead by Kevin Peck and Eric Geiger. So be sure to go to the website and check that out today. If you're still iffy and not sure if you want to purchase the course or not, if this is really your next step, then wait until tomorrow, because tomorrow is going to be our last day. We're going to give another offer and you'll get a little bit more of a sneak preview into the course. Well, we'll see you tomorrow.